Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we have another one of our multifaceted episodes. These are more unscripted, off-the-cuff type of episodes, where I sit down and try to drill deep into a particular card or category of cards, which has caught my interest as of late, whether it's something that I'm interested in trying to brew around, something that I'm interested in trying to understand how it may play at a table, how I may play against it if I see it across the table from me, and, in this case, how a card may inform future design decisions that Wizards of the Coast is building with. I apologize if you guys get any throat clears or coughs or sneezes. It is still allergy season where I live as I'm recording this. I will do my best to try to clean up the audio so you do not have to suffer the same way that I am suffering right now. But without further ado, let's get to the card we're going to take a multifaceted look at this week. We're going to talk about Mage's Attendant. 2 and a white for a 3-2 creature, Cat Rogue, with: when this creature enters the battlefield, create a 1-1 blue wizard creature token with 1, sacrifice this creature, counter target non-creature spell unless its controller pays 1. Now, to be clear, it may be a little bit difficult if you're an audio-only person, but I'm going to bring up the token itself to make sure I distinguish what's going on with this card. You're not actually sacrificing the 3-2. You're going to be sacrificing the 1-1 token when you pay 1 to sacrifice a non-creature spell, unless its controller pays 1. The 3-2 gets to stick around. So, at basic level, if we're looking at this just like it is a game of Limited, we are, if nothing else, getting 4 power and 3 toughness worth of creatures divided across 2 separate bodies. And that by itself passes the vanilla test with flying colors. That is a pretty powerful package, which is coming in just at uncommon. From a commander standpoint, we're usually less interested in just raw stats, and let's be fair, Mage's Attendant is not a stat monster. Nothing's ever going to really compare to something like Serra Ascendant, which is basically just a 1-mana 6-6 flying lifelink. Instead, Mage's Attendant seems to fill a potential role in a lot of different commander decks as a white counterspell, a way to interact with the stack that the color usually lacks. Now, that's not to say that white has no counterspells. In fact, if we search Scryfall, and we're going to be looking at white cards, or cards that are legal in white color identity only, there are a number of different cards which we could potentially use to counter a spell. A lot of people may have heard of Dawn Charm, which counters a spell if it targets you. They may be familiar with Mana Tithe, which is basically just a color-shifted version of Force Spike, where counter target spell unless its controller pays 1. There are lots of stories people have told about, the person who I got them with the Mana Tithe, but it certainly is not something that white is well known for. Thus far, the majority of options that white has to remove a spell from the stack, or just to interact with a stack, is going to be something that is done on an instant or a sorcery. Well, excuse me, not really a sorcery, I guess it has to be an instant. This is what you get when you get an unscripted episode. I am not always thinking 100% clearly. But there have been a number of different instants that white has had which allow them to interact with the stack, although not always great. For example, Rebuff the Wicked is 1 white mana for an instant that counters target spell that targets a permanent that you control. While a nice bit of protection which falls within white's share of the color pie, it does not allow us to interact with the stack with things that do not target. At more casual tables, that may mean you can't target a board wipe like a Wrath of God. It also means you can't target something that is targeting you while it's on the stack, because it only protects permanents you control. Mage's Attendant is a little bit different. There have been very, very few creature-based counter spells that have been available in white. The ones that we have so far, there is a very old card from all the way back in Mirage called Unyaro Griffin, 3 and a white for a 2-2 creature griffin with flying. Sacrifice it to counter target a red instant or sorcery spell. So very limited and kind of that old school form of enemy colors fighting against one another. Then we have the, from Ice Age, the Order of the Sacred Torch, 1 white-white for a 2-2 creature human knight. Tap, pay 1 life, counter target black spell. This is literally a copy-paste of the black version of the card, including the activation cost, which I don't think would see print in the modern color pie, light usually does not pay life for its effects. Again, this is something that's going to be hitting a particular color, not necessarily affecting the stack as a whole. The most recent design that we've seen that has been looking at it has been Frontline Medic. This was printed originally in Gate Crash. It is a 2 and a white for a 3/3 creature human cleric with battalion. This was one of the keyword mechanics from back in Gate Crash. Whenever Frontline Medic and at least two other creatures attack, creatures you control gain indestructible till end of turn. And sacrifice Frontline Medic, counter target spell with X in its mana cost unless its controller pays 3. So as you've seen from all these example creatures so far, none of them are particularly broad in their application for countering spells. This means that so far, Mage's Attendant is the most versatile counter spell on a creature body that White has received thus far. Now, why do I care that it's on a creature body? The reason I think it's very interesting is that this actually plays very well with one of White's strengths, which is blinking creatures. If we were to blink Mage's Attendant, exile the original creature card, we would leave our token on the battlefield, we would have Mage's Attendant come back into play, and then give us another wizard token. As I mentioned before, we have to sacrifice the wizard token for a generic mana to counter target non-creature spell unless its controller pays 1. There are plenty of times where having that additional tax on a spell could be enough to stop somebody from being able to go off or to be able to interfere with your game plan. If we are able to set up some kind of a blink engine, maybe in a deck like Rune of the Hidden Realms, that is the old Bant blink commander from Commander 2013, what we would be able to do is essentially build up a board full of ready-to-go counter spells to protect our development so far. Stop somebody from wrathing, stop somebody from interacting with our permanents. So this is kind of neat in the way that it leans into one of White's already existing strengths, having good ETB effects, which play very well with the blink that is baked into that color. It's not something we've seen explored a lot, and it is a very interesting direction for Wizards to take when it comes to introducing quote-unquote new features to White in the color pie. I actually think the closest comparison I would make to this, and I'm tempted to call it a side grade, would be Cathar Commando, which if you recall came out in Midnight Hunt. Cathar Commando is 1 and a white for a 3/1 creature human soldier with flash and 1, sacrifice Cathar Commando, destroy target artifact or enchantment. The flash is what I believe gives Cathar Commando the edge overall. The cheap cost of 2 mana and the ability to flash it in means you have the option to break up that cost over multiple turns, and you can also just use it as a creature removal spell. Flash in your 3/1, destroy an incoming attacking creature, hey, that kills Timna, and you've gotten your value for 2 mana. Alternatively, you pay it for 2 mana, and then on a future turn, or rate at that time for a total of 3 mana if you want, you sacrifice it to destroy target artifact or enchantment. A powerful effect, a powerful piece of interaction, printed on a creature body that White has a fair time finding. You can get it off of something like Recruiter of the Guard because of the low toughness. Mage's Attendant is also gettable off of Recruiter of the Guard. Recruiter of the Guard is 2 and a white for a 1/1 creature human soldier with, when this creature enters the battlefield, you may search your library for a creature card with toughness 2 or less, reveal it, put it into your hand, and then shuffle. So it's one of the cards that White does have an easy time finding. It's also kind of nice because in the event that we do lose the creature, maybe we're in a sacrifice type deck, 3 mana value appears to be the rough going ceiling for White getting cards back out of the graveyard easily. In Streets of New Capenna, we saw the card Patch Up, 2 and a white for a sorcery, return up to 3 target creature cards with a total mana value of 3 or less from your graveyard to the battlefield. So this is kind of that Sun Titan clause. Sun Titan being 6 mana, 4 white for a 6/6 creature giant with vigilance, and whenever it enters the battlefield or attacks, you may return target permanent with a mana value of 3 or less from your graveyard to the battlefield. So it fits in nicely under that ceiling. And remember, if somehow we set up an engine where we keep sacrificing or blinking Mage's Attendant, we can just keep making more and more tokens to threaten counterspells with. Now, I don't think that this really should be compared to something like Glen Alendra Archmage, which costs a blue mana to get the counter spell going, and it's a hard counter, unlike Mage's Attendant, where it is closer to that force spike effect, where it is more of a soft counter. If your opponent has extra mana, they can easily play around it. It also is only going to give us one counter spell off the bat, and while it's nice that it has a lower colored mana cost, it's more generic mana that we're going to be paying for Mage's Attendant, it still is probably overall weaker than Glen Alendra Archmage, since it is a soft counter versus a hard counter. A couple of other just random thoughts while looking at this card. This Mage's Attendant does fit fairly well into the party sub-theme from Battle for Zendikar. A couple of other random thoughts while I'm looking at the card. The fact that this is a cat rogue means it is one of the few rogues available to white if you're going for some kind of a party-based deck. Linvala, Shield of Seagate. If you have a full party, so you need to have rogue, you can choose target 9-land permanent and opponent controls until your next turn. It can't attack or block, and its activated abilities can't be activated, so that's kind of cool. Gives you one more rogue, which wasn't too hard to get out of blue, but nice to have just another way to get that if you are playing in a party-based deck. I don't think there's a whole lot of those going on, but it's a potential use. The other important thing to consider, that the other tribe, Cat, is a fairly common tribe that we've seen printed in white, in green-white, and then in Naya, which is red-white-green. So it can lean into that archetype as well, providing a trigger or providing a body for anything that cares about cats. Overall, I don't think Mage's Attendant is going to be a card that breaks open any particular metagames. I don't think this is going to be a format-defining card. I think I have a home for it in at least one, maybe two of my decks, where I would be very happy to get two bodies for a single cost of three mana, and then have a threat later on of having a counterspell. The other card that I kind of want to compare it to is something like Curse Catcher or Judge's Familiar. Curse Catcher is a single blue mana for a 1/1 creature merfolk wizard with sacrifice. Curse Catcher, counter target instant or sorcery spell unless its controller pays one. Now, I've not played in a lot of formats where Curse Catcher was a major part of the metagame, but it does in a lot of ways apply a tax of a single generic mana to many of the instants and sorceries that opponents would play. This is going to be broader, applying it to all non-creature spells if people are respecting the Mage's Attendant and its accompanying wizard. And I don't know if they will or not. If they do, this is 3 mana for a tax on non-creature spells. We already have the original Thalia, 1 and a white for a 2/1 legendary creature human soldier with first strike, and non-creature spells cost 1 more to cast. The presence of a mage token is not going to be the same as the presence of a Thalia, but there is a degree of similarity to it. It's fairly easy for opponents to say, I'm just going to ignore this and cast my non-creature spell to try to bait you into using your token. Great, maybe we can get them with it. But for a spell that someone really cares about, for them trying to make sure that they have the mana to wrath the board, we are still delaying them a turn. For that player who really wants to make sure their heuristic study resolves, we are delaying them for a turn, or we're getting rid of that card before it can land. So as I was saying, I think overall, Mage's Attendant is very interesting. I don't think it's going to break open any games or any formats in terms of its power, but the fact that its effect plays so nicely into many of the strengths that white already has, going wide, creating tokens on enter the battlefield, playing nicely with Blink, playing nice with reanimating small creatures, playing nicely with the few creature tutors that white does have, which allow it to access quote-unquote small creatures, in this case being a 3-2 actually being a bit of a benefit, making it easier for the deck to find this particular creature. Let me know what you think. I'm talking about just one card that's caught my eye out of Streets of New Capenna. Let me know what you think about Mage's Attendant. Or let me know what you think about other cards which are going overlooked in Streets of New Capenna. I know right now everybody is going gaga over Ledger Shredder and Professional Facebreaker, and all of the new Triome cards. And certainly, everyone is really excited about a lot of the new commanders. But I know that there's some hidden gems that we've not dug into yet. Let me know some of your favorites down in the comments on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. You can also add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG, or you can send us an email, gemstonemindpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.